The formal strategy of the poem Gold Dust is mostly that it is a list poem. But it is also a poem that focuses on thinginess, the notion Rilke had of Dingadikta, that we know emotions through the things that we see in our surroundings. It's also a poem that operates around sentences. It's three sentences, and the first sentence is very long, which contains that list. And most of that sentence is a subordinate clause that is building up to the actual subject and predicate, which come in the last line of that sentence, you read aloud. So the poem is preventing you from finding out what that sentence is really about by extenuating the description of the surroundings of the speaker and the you. In the final two sentences, it really departs in the sense that now we learn the interiority of the speaker, which underlies the relationship that she has with the you, and it gives a meaning to that list of things that we had seen before.